You're holding Daf Mem Hei. You know, start the more we start already, we'll start with the more again. The Tana Mokum Kalan Yehevi, the Mishnah says the Mitzvah Ravus was to go to the Mokum Matam Yushlayim, and the place was called Moitza. So Gemara says, really, the place was called Kalanya. The Tana Lidan, my time of Korole Moitza, Akamal Mishnah calls it this place called Moitza. Adi the Mafik Mikargo, since that you're potter, you don't have to pay taxes to Maka from the king, Korole Moitza. It's called like Moitza, like you're potter. You don't have to pay. Then it says, Uvoyin Vazoik Venoitza, Bitsidi Amazbech. That they used to go down to this place and bring back nice, long, big Aravis. Like we'll soon see, it was 11 Amas tall. And they used to bring it on the sides of the Mizbech. Tono Rabbois, so some have the gears, so Rakais, it was soft. The Yaruchas, and long, Ugvoyas, and very tall. Echados Amma, it was 11 Amas tall, these Aravis. Kadeshi He Goichas Al Mizbech Amma. It should be like on top of the Mizbech, bent over, a complete Amma. The Omra Amreima, Mishum Azutra, Shema Mina Allah Yisoid Monachlu. Where did they put the bottom of these aravis? On the yisoid. Not on the floor, but on the yisoid, on the foundation of the mizbeach. These sagodaitach are yamanach logos, if you want to tell me they really put it on the floor, not on the foundation of the mizbeach. Michti, let's see. Ola amma. What happened was, first the mizbeach went up in amma, v'konas amma, then it had an indention, it came in an amma. Zel yisoid, that was the bottom foundation. Then ola chomish, then the mizbeach went straight up 5 amas. The Konasama, then again had an indention, it went an Amma inwards. Zel Soiviv, that was called the Soiviv. Ola Sholosh, then it went up again another 3 Ammas. Now Zel Mokum Akronis, that's the place where the Kronis, the corners, start on the Mizbech. Now Goyches Agabi Mizbech Hechim Mishkachas Lo. How could you find now that these Aravis that are only 11 Ammas tall should be like bent over, folded over on top of the Mizbech? So Rashi learns that it needs at least 2 Ammas to be bent over. It has to be like 2 amas taller than the Mizbeach in order that it should start bending over and be kofaf over the Mizbeach, an amma. So how do you have it? El olam shemamino a yisoid monachlu. That the Aravis were not starting from the floor, but it was on top of the yisoid. So the yisoid was 1 amma tall. So therefore, the yisoid was 1 amma tall, and really to go on top of the Mizbeach now was only another 8 amas tall. Because that together it's 9 amas. And the last, the 10th amma, was the mokum of the koronis, of the corners. So here, true, it didn't bend over the corners, it bent over on the side in the middle. So it was enough that it was 8 amas, like the height of the mizbech, from the yisoid to the top part of the mizbech was 8 amas. And this was 11 amas, so it had to be slanted a little bit, but there was enough then for 2 amas of it to be on top of the mizbech that would make it bent over. So that would be mekuyim, what the Mishnah says. It was kfufim agavi mizbech. The top of these aravis was like bent over the mizbeach. So Shema Mina, Elam Shema Mina, Yisoid Monachlu Shema Mina, that the bottom of these aravis were not on the floor, but rather on the Yisoid. Omer Rabbi Yahuwah, my Kuroa, where's the posik to say that they used to put aravis around the mizbeach? So Drashi, the Oilois Lamalis Mina Mizbeach. Where's the Rai, where's the Asmachta from the posik to say, like we say now, the mitzvahs of the aravis, what they did in the Beis Hamikdash, was they took nice, tall aravis, and they had them hanging over, bent over, on top of the mizbeach, and amma. Who said the aravis had to be so tall to be bent over on top of the mizbeach? Where's the posik? Shenema, the posik says, Yisru chag b'yavoisim, ad karnas ha-mizbeach. Yisru really means like to tie up chag, the karbonis b'yavoisim, with strings, ad karnas ha-mizbeach. So the Rashi now, Loshen of Yisru means Rashi b'ilonis. Like tie, put around the mizbeach ilonus, put around these trees, these branches of the aravis. Uvein avoisim hoisa, yeah. Ad kanas hamizbeach, ad kronas shem gvoyis min hamizbeach. How tall, how high should these aravis go? They should go as high as the kronas, as the sides, the corners of the mizbeach. And the corner of the mizbeach was higher than the actual mizbeach. That was the last amar on top of the mizbeach. So from this pasuk is an asmachta, isru chag b'avoisim means put around the mizbeach, by avoisim, the aravis, and they should be on top of the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Avua, Omer Rabbi Loza, kol ha-noitel lulav v'agudai. If somebody takes the lulav on sukkah the way you're supposed to, the aguda, it's wrapped around, it has the gimel minim with it, the hadas, the avoisai, and you also have the hadasim also the way you're supposed to, is mal olav akosav kilu bonam mizbeach v'ikruvol of korban. It's considered by doing the Dalad Minim the right way, as if your mamish brought a carbon on the Mizbeach. Shenema, where's the post? The post says the same thing. Isru chag v'yavoisim. Shashi, Isru means Lashin aguda shalulav. Means tie up the lulav. V'yavoysom v'hadas. With hadasim. If you have hadasim in the lulav, shu ovois, shagimu badiklia. It's like braided. The leaves are very, a lot of leaves there. It looks like it's braided around the stem. That's called isru chag v'avoysom, tie up the lulav. With avoysom, with hadasim. Ad kanasam esbeach means, mamish rashi areyu lochem, kematen dom shabakronasam esbeach. It's considered as if you put the domim, you made a korban, on the mizbeach. In other words, by doing this mitzvah of dalad minim, it's considered as if you brought a korban. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. Pri Rabbi Yechanan mishum Rabbi Shimon hamachuzi. Mishum Rabbi Yechanan hamachuzi. He said over this halacha, that kol ha'oise iso lechag. Whoever makes an iso lechag. So the question, what does it mean in Isser, a person is now allowed to, lechag on Yom Tov v'achilu shtiyah? If somebody makes himself osur, to eat like on Yom Tov, is ma'alol v'akosir kilu bonam mizbeach v'ikrav olav korban. It's considered as if your mamash brought a, built a mizbeach, and you brought a korban on it. Shenemo, the Pesach says again, Isru chag v'avoysim. But the lashon Isru means lashon of osur. If you ask for yourself on the chag v'avoysim, not to eat too much, is akanas ha-mizbeach. It's considered as if you brought, you built the mizbeach, and you brought the korban on the mizbeach. So, first pshat, that's where the mashal learns that it's talking about isro lachag v'achilu means if on Yom Tov itself, even though there's a mitzvah simchas Yom Tov to eat a lot, but at kol poim you shouldn't eat too much. You shouldn't fill yourself up too much. That's like an achilu gasa. In other words, if somebody eats l'shmo, not just time to fill himself up on Yom Tov, that's considered as if you brought a mizbeach, you built a mizbeach, and you brought a korban. But Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi learns, Isru Chag, Rashi says, Isru Lechag means Agudu Lechag. Again, not an Isru, you are making it forbidden, but rather, again, you bind it up. Isru means Agudu Lechag. You bind up the Yom Tov, forget, Biachilu Shtila, that you do eat a lot on Yom Tov. Shakur Lechag Gainik B'maychel Mishta, that you do eat a lot on Yom Tov. So not Isru means you're forbidden, rather Isru means Lashon of tying up. You're tying up the Yom Tov with eating. The Yesh Oimrim, Rashi says, some say, Yom Shalachar Achag, that this even goes on the din of Isru Yom Tov. That's the halacha we always have, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the day after Yom Tov is called Isru Chag. And there's also Inyan on Isru Chag to have a nice Suda to eat a lot. And that's John this Gemara here, the Rashi learns. So, Isru Chag means bind the Yom Tov, means right after the Yom Tov. Right after the day after Yom Tov, bind it also with Achilu Shtiyah. And if you do that, it's Malal Vakosta Kilo Bonam Mizbeach. As if you brought a mizbeach. That's what's brought out of Shulchan Aruch also. That the day after Yom Tov is called Yisru Chag, there's an Indian to have a Suda, to have a little bit of Ribui Besuda. In other words, you like want to add on to the Yom Tov. Like Yom Tov just went away, you want to add on another day, you're still having a Suda, like we covered that. So that's considered as if you brought a korban for that. Oma Achizkiya, Oma Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Kol HaMitzvah is Kulon. Anytime you have a mitzvah with something that grows, like the Dalad Minim, is Ein Adam Yoytze Bohen, Eladerach Gidilosen. You only mekayim the mitzvah if you hold the Dalad Minim the way they grow. You have to hold the Lulav straight up, the Yesterik straight up, the Adasim straight up, and the Arava straight up. Because everything has to be Derach Gidilosen the way they grow. And if you hold it upside down, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. How do we know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says by the Mishkan, there it says, Atzei Shitim Oimdim. You have to make the Mishkan from Atzei Shittim, Akawa wood, Oimdim standing up. So what does it mean, Oimdim? So Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also. Atzei Shittim Oimdim, the Pasuk says Oimdim, the Atzei Shittim is standing upwards, that means Sha'oimdim Derek Gidilosen. They have to be standing up the way they're grown. In other words, that's also a mitzvah, to make the Mishkan. So when you make the Mishkan out of the wood, you have to use the beams, have to be the same way they grow on the tree. That's the way you have to use the beams. So we learn out from here, who are then any mitzvah you have with something that grows, like the Dalad Minim, you only mekayim the mitzvah if you hold them the way they grow. So Rashi, kol ha-mitzvah means kagoyin karshaya mishkan, the boards of the mishkan, the yamudim, who are then the yamudim, the pillars there, the lulav, the hadas rav, who are then the lulav, hadas rav, and who are then the yesrig, is derek adilosan, ha-tachter lamata ve'elyon lamala, the way they grow on the tree, that's the way now you have to use it for the mitzvah. Either the wood by the Mishkan, or else the lulav, you have to hold it the way it grows. Dover Acher, another Pshat the Gemara says, Oimdim, what does the Pasuk mean, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, that you have to use this Akor wood? for the Mishkan, what does it mean, Oimdim, it's standing? That means, Shemamidim es Sifuyon, the wood itself is holding up the gold. That was the way you made the krushim, the boards of the Mishkan, was it was a piece of wood, and around it you had to coat it with gold. So one way of coating it, like make a whole box of gold, that it's like a form, and it just puts a whole form of gold on top of the box. So what's holding up the gold by itself? It could be it's like a hollow box, the gold, and just put it straight into the piece of wood. That's one way. The pasuk says no, oimda means the wood has to hold up the gold. In other words, the gold is like knocked into the wood. It's not a solid piece of a box of gold. It's just pieces of gold that you bang into the wood. So the wood is what's holding up the gold. In other words, the wood had to be nice and strong that the wood holds up the gold. Shemamidim es sifuyin, that the wood itself holds up the gold that's knocked into it. Rashi says, Shemamidim es sifuyin, hatzipuyin shozov, that you had to put gold around it, kavua ben de mismaris, you like knocked it in with nails, shozov, golden nails, kinesiv yesakroshim tetzapizov, they didn't make like a big form of gold that just fitted over straight over the wood and would hold itself up, but rather it was held up by the wood, it was knocked into the wood with a nail, and the wood was what holding it up. Right. Why does the pasuk say that the woods of the Mishkan was oimdim? Maybe you'd say Ovat Sivorim, like the wood will get old, it's losing its nice. So Rashi, Ovat Rashi learns a little bit different. Ovat Sivorim means Mishenignas Oyel Moed, when the Oyel Moed was gone, as was hidden. Botel Oyel Omis, maybe it's not here anymore, get like disintegrated or fade away. O Botel Sechuyim, also Techlosim, which we won't hope and see it anymore. It'll be lost, we won't remember it anymore. Tamlem, the Pasuk says no. Atzei Shitim Oimdim, the Mishkan is still standing. That the Mishkan is still standing even right now forever. The Mishkan wasn't Charav, wasn't destroyed. The Mishkan was just swallowed up in its place and it's in the ground. But it's not again disintegrated there, it's not rotten away. It's just Oimdim L'Oilam L'Omi Olamim. The Mishkan is still standing there. That's from the Pasuk, Atzei Shitim Oimdim, that these wood will always be standing. V'yom Achiski, Omer Rav Yirmiyah, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, that Yochol Ani Lifter as Kol Olam Kulei Min Adin. Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi is saying about himself that he was such a big tzaddik that he himself could free everybody from the din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din doesn't give everybody judgment, like if it did an aver, he deserved to get a punishment, he could free everybody from the punishment. Miyoyim Shenevreisi Adata, from the day he was born until now. Does anybody, any time, any person did something wrong, this time since the Shimon Yechoi was born until now, he has the power to pater them, to free them. So Drashi Lifter means Bishusi, because of my Shus, and he Soivel Kol Avinasayim. I could take upon myself Soivel, I could be Soivel, keep them, carry them, all the Averis, Kol Avinasayim, O Poitrim in Adin, I could free you from the Din. Baita Vilmolei, Eliezer bni imi, if I have my son, Eliezer, as if Shimon ben Yochai's son, Eliezer, is then I could pat everybody miyoyim sheniv roilom v'yadashav. I could free everybody from any avera that was done from the day the world was created until now. Vayta v'mola yoyser ben Uziyah, and if I will also include the three of us, as if Shimon ben Yochai and his son, and yoyser ben Uziyah imonu, then miyoyim sheniv roilom at soifai. He could pat to every single person, any Averia did, he could free you from your punishment from any person that was there from the beginning of the world until the end of the world. Atsoifai. Shrashi Yosim ben Uziyah Sadikoya. The honor of Yosim Mishar Malachim. He was the king, but he was a very humble king. Vizacha b'kibbut Oviv. He was Zacha for the kibbut of his father. V'yolav Nema ben Yechavit Ov. Shekol Ayom Mishoya. He was Zacha to give kibbut to his father. Shekol Ayom Mishoya Oviv Mitzoyro. All the years his father was a Mitzrayim, Vu Hoya Shoifet Amoritz, Kedachsiv, Vayosim Shoifet, but not Lol of Kesamachus. He was a Shoifet over the people, but he did not take the position to be a king. Bechayev, Kozman, his father was alive, as covered off, he didn't want to take the position to be the king. The Chaldino and Shoyodan, Oimrim B'Shem of anything that he did, he said, any din he paskin, he said over the name of his father. Ad Soifet Atrashi, Ad Sheikh Loilam, until the world would be destroyed. That's what tzaddikim, these people were. So in other words, they went through such yisurim they had, these tzaddikim. Everybody knows the story about Yashub ben Yechoi, that he lived in the cave for 12 years, him and his son. And Mamashi had nothing to eat there. They lived on a boxer tree and on water. And they were standing on the ground there for 12 years. So for those yisurim, those pains that he went through, he says those pains he could pate, he could free everybody from all the din that they would receive. So exactly what it means, if he does or not, it doesn't say. It just says he could. If he really does, we don't know. The Yom Achiski Yom Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, also the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi said, Ro'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hein muwatim. I see people that they're b'nei Aliyah, they're going to be zoicha to go up to Shemayim, but v'hein muwatim, there are very few people, not too many big tzaddikim. The Rashi, Ro'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hein muwatim. Ro'yani l'fi ma'isai habriyos, I see from the actions, the way the people are doing here, she'b'nei Aliyah, the people that we bezeicha to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel, to pnei Hashchina, muwatim the very few people. They said like this, in Elefim, if there are 1,000 people in the world, ani yubni mehem, me, Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, and my son, Rav Lezer, is among them. In Meya, if there are only 100 people, ani ubni mehem, me and my son are part of them. But he meant to say that there's not even 1,000, there's not even 100, there's only 2. That's what he meant to say. Im shnayim hein, like it is. If you want, but I'll tell you, shnor real, there's only 2. If there's only 2, you know who they are. Ani ubni hein. It's me and my son. We are the only people that would be zeichah to see the pnei hashchina. Shadi gemara mi zutri kuli hayis. It's so small the number of tzaddikim that will be zeichah to see the pnei hashchina. The yomar rava said, timri sari alfei doro heve dekai mekutcha brichu. There are 18,000. So question, Dora doesn't mean Doris here. Pasha Messiah says, Dora, that means 18,000 rows. Kitzah means there are 18,000 tzaddikim that stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the kitzah, these are people that are zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina. So how do you say there's only 2? Here there are at least 18,000 that are zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina to see Hashem. Shenem of the Pasuk at the end of Yecheskel says, Soviv Shemoyna Osar Olaf, around Hashem are 18,000 tzaddikim. You see, there are a lot of tzaddikim, not just 2. Trashi sub of Shemayin Asa. Say for the Kura Hashem Shema, the Afagad Vishlaim, Lost Lava Iksiv. We also dash in like this. That, Veim HaTzadikim HaNesunim Lefnim MiMalchi Yashoris. These are the tzaddikim that will even be in front of the Malchi Yashoris. Shenem HaKeis Yoyim El Yaakov Yisrael Ma'apo HaKel Voyim El Yoyishim Lefnei Hashem Yiyo Voyim Necha Reis Es Merecha. Kids, so these are 18,000 tzaddikim that will be zeichel to be even in front of the Malchi Yashoris. In other words, they'll be right in front of Hashem, they'll be able to see the Pnei Hashchina. So how come you, Hashem Ben Choy, say there are only like 2? There are much more. So Moritz is like this. Like Kasha. There's no question here. Ho de mistaklei b'yispalakriya hamira. Where with the two tzaddikim means they could see a clear vision. They'll be able to like see Hashem clear. Ho de loy mistaklei b'yispalakriya. But the other tzaddikim, they won't be able to see a clear vision. Hamira. They can't see such a clear vision. True, they'll be in front of Hashem, 18,000 tzaddikim, but they won't be able to see with a clear vision. Only of Shimon Yechoi and his son, they'll be able to see with a clear vision. Trashi, Aspalakriya means Mechitza Shechetzetzes B'neim L'Shechina. In other words, the question is, there a little Mechitza, something dividing you and the Shechina? So these two, of Shimon Yechoi and his son, is Zecha, that there won't be any Mechitza, any division at all. Mira Kimara Zu Sheroyin Bo V'yeis Tzadikim Shein Miru Lehem Kolkach V'yeinichelum Niros Mamish. Other Tzadikim is not going to be so light for them. They won't be able to see the Shechin is so bright. It'll be as if there's a Mechitza there. Mashenken, for the Tzadikim, they won't have any Mechitza at all. That is only like 2, very few. That's called B'nei Aliyah. The people of Mamish go up and be able to see Hashem clearly. That's very few Tzadikim. And he said, Hashem and Nechoy, only him and his son. So the Gemara, these tzaddikim that are going to see clearly, to see the Pnei Hashchina without any mechitzas, are so few, only like 2 you want to say. Omer Abaye said, this world, every generation won't have less than 36 tzaddikim, the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. That they're zeicha mamash to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the Pnei Hashchina every single day. So you see, there are at least 36 tzaddikim. How come you say there's only 2? Shenem of the Pasuk says, Ashrei kol chol chelon.
like whoever is waiting for Hashem, so take a look. With Hashem, may mean Lam Go, the Gematria of Lost Mishnah in heaven. If the Eternal Protection, there's a chance they can feed Hashem, feed Hashem. So who are at the end of the counter? It's not only food that can feed the Shinah, it's even 36 that can feed the Shinah. So why do you say only two? So they know like Hashem. Call the Amelie the Vav, call the Amelie the Vav. True, 36 of these people will be able to see clearly the Shinah. But at all points, they're going to have to look to the Shinah before they come in. They're not going to have permission. They can't stop and come in whenever they want. Only two could come in whenever they want. That's like a Shinah in the corner of the Son of Levi. Those two are so great, they can walk in and come in whenever they want. But the other Lamed Vav Tzadikim, it's only with permission they come in without permission to get in. Rashi Ashrei Kochoy Hamatasiyah L'Tanah Kinyan Lord. The people are hoping and waiting to see Hashem. The Bar Rishus, the Eye of the Bar Below Rishus. What's the name? Lamed Kofaniyah Minahem. That they want you people to have the right to go in without permission whenever they want to see Hashem. That Hashem Ben Yechoy said it's only Kamatim and his son.
The interesting, the mirror, the Mashur Esther Kasha has brought down, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the chil between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and other Nevi'im was that Moshe saw a clear Nevuah. He saw Vespaklu Yah Hamira, with a clear vision Moshe Rabbeinu saw. The Mashman, no other Navi saw with a clear vision. So here the Gemara says that Yashim Ben Nechoy says he does see with a clear vision. And the Gemara says there are Lamed Vav Tzadikim that see with a clear vision. And there it's Mashman, it's only Nevi'as Moshe that does, and no other Nevi'im. In the sense that Mashiach says that that's only talking about Nevi'im, but Chachomim are a bigger Madrega than Nevi'im. So Shimon ben Yechoy and Islam and Vav Tzadikim, they're at a higher Madrega than Nevi'im. So the Nevi'im, the only Novi was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to see with a clear vision. But there are other Tzadikim that could also see with a clear vision. But then the Mishnah says, B'shas Petirosen. Like after they finished doing the mitzvah of the Arava, when they went away from the Mizbeach, Mahin Omrim, they used to say, the Mishnah says they said something. Peshas Pitiroson. Oh, Mahen Oimrim. Yoifi Loch Mizbeach. Yoifi Loch Mizbeach. Used to say it's very nice Mizbeach and very nice Mizbeach. Reblezo said, Leko Veloch Mizbeach. Leko Posh means to Akkordish Baruch, like the praising Hashem. Veloch and to you the Mizbeach. Leko Veloch Mizbeach. To you and to Hashem and to the Mizbeach. That's what Reblezo said. When they got finished with the Arovis, going around the Mizbech, with the Arovis, using the Arovis, then they would say like, Lekor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the Mizbech. So Gemara asks, are you allowed to do that? To talk about Hashem and something else in the same statement? For the Gemara. For HaKom Mishtatev, Shem Shemayim B'Dover Acher. You're like saying, Lekor V'Loch Mizbech, to Hashem and to the Mizbech. You're putting Hashem's name with something else, with the Mizbech. The Tanya we learned, Kol ha-meshtate shem shemayim v'dover achar. Whoever puts together Hashem's name with something else is nekar min olam. You're uprooted from the world. It's not naveira. It's not nice to do. Have you bevaza Hashem's name? So you can't put Hashem's name with something else. Shenema, the pasuk says, bilti la-Hashem levadai. You're only allowed to talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself and not to say like two things, Hashem and something else. So merit is hochi koma. This is what your blessed meant to say. When they went away from the Mizbech, this is what they said. Leko anachnu moedim. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are thanking. We're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Viloch, and to you, to the Mizbech, onu mishabchim. We are praising the Mizbech. Leko to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anachnu moedim. We are again giving praises to Hashem. Viloch, onu mekalsin. And to you, to the Mizbech, we're also giving kilos, we're giving shvachis. So that's what it doesn't just mean leko viloch Mizbech. It means Lakor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are praising. So you're saying Hashem's name by itself, like is it to say we're giving Shvachas to Hashem? And then you say another statement, we're also giving praises to the Mizbeach. What are we giving praises to the Mizbeach for? So Rashi says, Yoifi Lakor, Ha Yoifi Yazeh Anu Oysim Lakor, Sha'atim Mechapur Aleinu. Because you Mizbeach, you Mechap, you cause us forgiveness. We bring Karbonus upon you, we bring the Dam on you, and that's Mechapur on us. Lakor Veloch, Anu Oysim Esakobar Azeh. Lekor mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu onu moedim shu alakenu. We're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu that He is our Elokeinu, He is our Hashem. And then v'loch onu mishabchim shatuchoviv lefonov lechaper aleinu. We're like praising the Mizbeach that you are mechaper, you forgive us. Moedim lav loshin hoid el loshin toid, like thanking.
Shanamoidim loiv loi kaifrim. We'll like be makatoi, we're thanking the Mizbeach for the kapora that you caused for us, and we're not being like we're being makatoi, but not to be kaifrim the Mizbeach. Vayate kamaseyo b'chol. Then the Mishnah says the same way they did b'chol, who was in the did on Shabbos. In other words, when Hashanah Rambam comes out on Shabbos, we had the Mishnah before, it's doiche Shabbos, that you're allowed to do the avoid of the Arovis on Shabbos also. Just the Mishnah said, Avada, you pulled off the Arovis though before Shabbos. They can't do a Nisri Raisa. So you pulled off the Arovis before Shabbos, and you put it into a golden vessel with water, and you let it stay until Shabbos. Then on Shabbos again, the Kohanim would take the Arovis and put them up around the Mizbeach. Then the Gemara says that the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yechon and Baruchai said that they took also a lulav. Not only Arovis, but also a lulav. That was his Chiddush in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon and Baruchai were there, Charuya Shodekel, the leaves of the palm, in other words, a lulav, Hoyamevim, they used to bring to the Mizbeach, and they would bang it on the floor of the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach. This day of Hashanah Rabbah, Nikro Chovet Charuyas. It was called the day of banging the lulav. That's what the Yechon Baruch said. Notice he holds that there's a special mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah lease to use a lulav. Not only to use the Arovis, but also to use the lulav. This is the Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva learns like this. That Rabbi Yechon Baruch doesn't argue on the whole perek that talks about Arovis. Rabbi is also masking there's a mitzvah of Arovis to hold the Arovis every single day, and on Hashanah Rabbah also to hold the Arovis. He just says there's also a mitzvah to take a special lulav l'zeichet on the Mizbech also. So Mar says, Omer Rav Huna, my time at Rav Yechonim Abruka. How does he know his shita to say that there's a mitzvah on Hashanah Rabbah to use the lulav? Not only like we do to hold the lulav at Dalad Minim, but also to take a lulav and also put it around the Mizbech and to be chavit, not only the Arovis, but to be chavit with the lulav. That like we don't do this. But how did he know to say this? We learn it's an halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim to use the Arovis. How does Rabbi Yechon and Baruchim know to say it? By the way, the Ritva learns he's maskim to the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. He's also maskim. You have to take the Arovis. But how does he know there's new mitzvah to take the lulav also, just the lulav by itself, and put it around the mizbeach and hit it on the floor also? So he dashes the chesiv. The pasuk says kapos tomorrow. That's our drasha that we say to take a lulav. Kapos tomorrow means a lulav. So he dashes that we read it laying at kapos lashon plural. That means Shanayim. There are two mitzvahs with the lulav. Achas the lulav. One lulav you have to do, but teres the dalad minim, to be the kind of the mitzvahs of the lulav. V'yachas the mizbeach. And there's another mitzvah to take the lulav and put it around the mizbeach. On a Shana Rabbah, maybe every day, you have to take the lulav and put it around the mizbeach. In other words, not only with the Arovis, but also with the lulav also you have to do. The Rabbanan Amri, what do Rabbanan do? They say no, they hold there's only a mitzvah, the Arovis. There's no special mitzvah to take the lulav around the Mizbeach. Kapois Ksiv. In other words, it's written in the Torah without a Vav. So even though we read it Kapois Loshen Rabbin, but it's written without a Vav, as if to say there's only one mitzvah lulav, like we do. Just take the lulav, the Shem mitzvah lulav, and not to do special for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Levi Oimer, Ka Tomer. Rabbi Levi, Rashi learns he's saying another pshat in Rabbi Yechonim and Baruka. He doesn't ask him to say you have to take a lulav from the pasuk of kapos tomorrow. Maybe he's also asking, since it's written kapos without a vav, it only means one lulav. But how does the Rabbi Yechonim ben Baruch know his din to say a special mitzvah to take the lulav for the mizbeach also? So on this, Rabbi Levi says, Rabbi Levi Yomar, katomer. That is, kapos tomorrow means katomer, like a palm tree. Ma tomer, just like a big tall palm tree. Only has one heart. There's only one long stem going straight up, not like other trees that have a lot of branches. Lashon can we see here these tall palm trees? It's just one piece of wood going straight up. It only has one leiv. After Yisrael, ain lehem el leiv echad leviyin shebashemayim. Who are then Klai Yisrael also like only has one heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now there's some Sivorim that when we want to do something special to the Mizbeach, to take a leaf from the palm tree. Because the palm tree, that shows like it's only one branch, like one piece of wood going straight up. True, on top you have branches going off. But the ikur of a palm tree, the only tree of its kind, that the ikur is just the wood, one piece of wood like going straight up. That's the remez, like the Klai Yisrael only has one leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shash Rav Levi Yom Katomer, Taimo de Rav Yechonim Abruka, Lav Mikro Nofik, he doesn't say his reasoning from a posik, El Svara. It's a real Samus Svarum. Shusim and Yofel Kilusin Shah Yisrael. It's a nice sign to take to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael means to show Ein Lo Yel Lev Echad Ki Ein Moyach Yesh Lech Goyin Beit Pegoiz Vagefin Ein Lo Yel Beit Sam Tzoy Hazok Av Yer Lev Gadol Amala Lev Chiyusa Mechabosim. There's only the palm tree just has the one middle tree that goes straight up that only has one. So that's a good sign to show that Klai Yisrael also only has one lev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Lulav Shiva. When we take the lulav of all 7 days of Sukkot, there's needed to make a bracha each day. 7 brachas.
All right, turn over.